With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Jason Smith off tonight. He missed Buddy Boeheim, called in last hour to tell us how mad he was. Made for some great radio and some great memories I know I'll cherish for years, Dan Beyer.
Oh, it was so perfect. Just when we were on a secret text chain when we had heard that we were maybe going to get Buddy Boeheim. And of course, it has to be the night that Jason Smith is out on the night that Indiana needs, they knock off Indiana in double overtime. And it was actually great to talk to Buddy Boeheim. I'll tell you this, the experience that you and I have in covering sports and college athletics, you know, sometimes the college athlete isn't media savvy. You know, when you're talking to NBA guys or NFL guys that have been around, they know what to say. They know how to expand and stuff like that. Sometimes with college guys, it's a little hit and miss. Buddy Boeheim hit it out of the park, especially with his birthday wish to Jason Smith. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you talk about the professionals. Well, I mean, they may have had the training. Sometimes it's just a question of whether they like or dislike your question, or maybe dislike something you wrote, especially if you're a local beat writer or
sure.
a local radio host along the way. But yeah, Buddy was fantastic. Certainly he's grown up around it with his dad, and now his brother Jimmy comes into the mix. The two of them have a fantastic combined game. Big lead in the first half, as Buddy alluded to, that went away. They got out-rebounded. A lot of the metrics were just not good. But you know what? You forced 25 turnovers as well.
Yeah, they were also up 4 with under 10 seconds to go in regulation, and somehow it ended up in overtime. But, hey, they got the win.
Got the win in double OT. Right? Like we always say, it's going to look like a line drive to left in the box score. even if it was a little dribbler 3 feet in front of the plate that you beat out. It's like, look at that. He's hitting well. Well, no, really, go back and watch the tape. He didn't get much of the ball at all. But we're watching a bunch of activity. We've got Duke 53-44 over Ohio State, 12:45 left in the second half. And then we've got this Phoenix-Golden State game. Phoenix going to halftime, looks like with a two-point lead. Devin Booker is out with hamstring soreness now, Dan. But we started talking about this a little bit in the context of the Lakers and the largesse of an NBA season. Lakers coming towards the end of the first half. Russell Westbrook is trending for all the wrong reasons as Sacramento has an eight-point lead in that game. But when we look at the Suns and the 16-game streak, we look at the Warriors and what they've been and all of the excitement of, hey, look, they don't even have Thompson and Wiseman, right? And all of the reports of now Clay's going to get, you know, clearance to go play with the, you know, warm-up squad, mm-hmm. right? And to go to the G League and get some reps and all of that, that it's exciting. And I think part of it is, hey, man, we got to hype something to a degree. But also putting it in the context of sustainability, right? Of enjoy it while it's happening. Enjoy the Steph Curry three-point barrages or giving a technical foul sign to a referee and all of those things that we get, Dan. But also trying to pull back for a second, appreciate what you're watching, but also we've got to try to apply it to the larger landscape of, okay, is this a squad that's a regular season squad? Are they going to be able to navigate without the injuries and issues? And yeah. Obviously we'll keep an eye on and what goes on with Devin Booker. But, you know, without that, and you've got a long marathon that, you know, we're just through the first quarter and they're getting their first cups of water along the sideline.
Yeah, this is my concern with what the Phoenix Suns are doing. And I think I may have jinxed Devin Booker because I said last hour, there's still going to be effects from last year's NBA season. That was 72 games that started in December and for two teams, Milwaukee and Phoenix, ended in mid-July. And Milwaukee seemed to have a bit of a hangover to start the season from their NBA title. Didn't play as well. Different story now. They're playing a lot better basketball. But you also had some missing pieces. You had guys that were out. Chris Middleton missed time. Drew Holiday missed time. You added Grayson Allen. So there was going to be an adjustment period. Bucks now have won seven in a row. They seem to be okay. But the part of the Phoenix Suns that concerns me, Mike, is we knew the Phoenix Suns were an NBA Finals caliber team. We knew that because they just made the NBA Finals. So them winning, having a 16-game win streak, maybe nice and all and dandy and say, man, the Suns are for real. I thought that we knew the Suns were for real for what they did last season. And I don't think that a win streak in the regular season for how much we put on the line in the NBA postseason, I just don't know if it's a great thing for the Phoenix Suns. They don't need to prove anything. And I'm not saying that they should try to lose. What I'm saying, Mike, is if we're looking at the Phoenix Suns and their 16-game win streak, don't get wrapped up in it. Because all that matters is what's going to happen from mid-April to mid-June. And that's how we're gonna judge the Phoenix Suns. Utah ran off 20 in a row last year, got the number one seed. And you can tell me, well, all those that win streak helped them get the top seed. Well, A, right now, Phoenix isn't even the top seed in the Western Conference because it's still Golden State. But B, what good did it do the Utah Jazz last season? And those are the issues that I would look at if I'm a Phoenix Suns fan, or if you're looking at that win streak, Mike. It just doesn't mean a lot to me because it's the NBA regular season. And of all teams, I don't think that Phoenix needs to prove it. Golden State, sure, there's a lot to prove as they try to bounce back. But Phoenix, I don't think they really have anything to prove. And I wouldn't be so keen about winning 16 straight games in the regular season because all that matters is the playoffs.
Yeah, I think when you get down to it with Golden State, there's part of the, hey, look what Steph did last year. Right, and the numbers and the MVP talk, you know, to piggyback on the NFL conversation we had to end last hour, that you have a little of that of, all right, let's see him do it again. Let's see what they built around him. Did they get enough pieces? Draymond Green looks like a guy from 4 years ago, right? He didn't look like this guy last year, right? He wasn't, didn't have the same spring. And maybe if you believe some of what he's had to say in the media and certainly now part of Colin Cowherd's podcast network. You know, part of it was his kids. We're kind of getting on him a little bit and asking him some questions. Hey, you know, you find motivation from a lot of different spots, but you look at that squad, and yes, there's something to prove because Steph still has, while they're not plentiful, there's still some prominent detractors out there, for sure. And then we look at from the Phoenix side, part of it might be a little bit of, hey, we want to be in the discussion and we want to just get our rhythm going now. Perhaps they're putting more emphasis on the regular season, as you alluded to, right? Whereas we know with the Lakers, they know it's all about postseason, right? Especially when you look at where LeBron is in his career, the fact that you brought in Carmelo Anthony, that you took the shot and brought in Russell Westbrook, the injury issues Anthony Davis has had. I could go on and on. I mean, there's so many things going on with just that squad. And they soak up so much of the media coverage. Why? Because LeBron is polarizing, right? Not just in all the inane GOAT conversations that everybody wants to have, but just after 20 years. And for some, it's things he says about issues off the court or who his sponsors are and what they do, whatever. I mean, that's a whole part of the other. The other is from an aesthetically pleasing. Some folks just don't find LeBron James necessarily that, and they want to see him get his comeuppance. There's just it's like when Tom Brady was at the end of his Patriots run, Dan. It's the, all right, I'm tired of this. It's not that you necessarily hate the player or the team or whatever, and in, you know, the Patriots case, maybe some folks really did hate the team, but it just becomes the, I want to see somebody else, somebody different. That's why Cincinnati, you know, breaking through is so exciting. That's why for some people, Jim Harbaugh winning and being, you know, at least on the doorstep with the game against Iowa remaining is exciting, right? Because new blood, new excitement. With Phoenix, they gave us that last year, and perhaps trying to prove they belong and just wanting to continue what was a fun run last year. But I think for their fans, there's still the, hey, won't someone pay attention to us? Like, we're doing all these great things. We have a great team, and nobody cares. Like, right, because it's November.
Yeah, and if they win 40 in a row, are our questions about how Phoenix is going to navigate the playoffs, is that going to change?
No.
And I'm not – no, it's not. It's, we're going to be wondering if Chris Paul can stay healthy through the entire run. We're going to wonder about their defense. Can they continue their great shooting? And again, I think the biggest point about it, Mike, is I don't think they have anything to prove. I mean, I know that we could point back and say, well – this is what happened in the playoff run when Anthony Davis got hurt in the first round. And then, you know, you beat the Clippers without Kawhi, and Nuggets didn't have Jamal Murray. Like, you could point to all these things and say, yeah, this is why Phoenix made it. And I can understand why that would get under the skin of a Phoenix Suns fan. But they still made the NBA Finals. I think we all assumed that Phoenix would be back for another run, but the questions about Chris Paul's health and everything else around that would still be there, whether they won two games in a row or whether they go and extend this win streak to 20. It's a nice story. It's a nice streak, but Phoenix doesn't have anything to prove. I'm not telling them to lose games.
Dan Byron Fox. He told them to tank the month of December.
You know, and if you end up winning, I guess more power to you. But the real judgment on the Phoenix Suns is going to come during the postseason, just like it will be for the Golden State Warriors, even though right now we're judging them different than we are the Phoenix Suns. Because of everything you said about Curry, about how they finished last year, on who's coming back, it's a different way that we look at these two teams. But I just think in the end, all that's going to matter is how they fare in April and May and then possibly in June.
Well, then you go back and to your point earlier about where the standings are, right? You brought up, as we were talking about, the Lakers being at 11-11 and in the top 10, right, in terms of your playoff picture, that it's just such a muddled mess and so many teams have issues, right? Mm-hmm. Denver just lost Michael Porter Jr. for the year. That's done. So there's no contribution from him. Portland has its issues. We talk about the Lakers. And do you really, I mean, Kawhi Leonard's not walking through the door tomorrow.
No.
So you trust that the Clippers are going to be a monster out? And maybe they gel into something that is, but, you know, the Timberwolves, the Grizzlies. Grizzlies don't play defense. They're hella fun to watch with, and I just went Cartman, but with hella fun and John Morant. But are they a team that, you know, it becomes this unsurmountable challenge. No. The point is everybody's got flaws.
Yes. I would say this, though, about a team like Minnesota, and I'll say it about your Bulls, and I'll say it about the Wizards, and I'll say it for, I mean, even a team like the Cleveland Cavaliers. This does matter right now. Like, their success in the way that they're playing does matter. It's not, I'm not trying to say that the NBA regular season is irrelevant, although I think a lot of us feel that way as a whole in the back of our mind. For those teams that I mentioned, it is relevant. And to be in the conversation and how they're playing, I think those are the teams that we need to end up really noticing, because those are the teams that we're actually going to use the regular season and judge and form an opinion on. Our opinion on the Phoenix Suns is not going to change no matter how many games they win in a row until April, May, or possibly June.
Teams that are trying to crash the party versus those that already had a reserve sign on a table like the Phoenix Suns. He's Dan Beyer. I'm Mike Harmon. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio. Hey, running your own business requires a lot of running around, from bookkeeping to client meetings. You run it all. And by the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. To learn more, visit Indeed.com/credit. Coming up next, we talk about knowing and doing your jobs. Yes, the Patriots used it as a mantra. One AFC team that we really have no idea what they are week to week is trying to do the same, and it offered a little bit of levity. We'll bring it to you next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back in Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Jason off tonight. Dan Beyer, my partner on the I Want Your Flex podcast. Yes, fantasy football, NFL musings, random statistics, and chronicling the good, the bad, the ugly in our fantasy teams and the streaming defensive woes of Ryan Bershinger.
What do you think of our latest podcast, which dropped early Tuesday? What was better, version 1 that crashed on the software
yeah,
or version 2 that ended up being published? What do you think was our better podcast?
I think the second one was nice and lean and mean because all three of us were a little agitated, maybe a little cranky and tired, and we just, you know, we just got the meat, right? We left off all the sides, all the accoutrements. It was, you know, just give me a raw piece of meat and let's just go to work. Whereas the first one had a lot of other stuff, Dan.
Yeah, it was the equivalent of the sitcom where you didn't save the document, so you just spent like, you know, 3 days typing up a thesis, and then all of a sudden the power went out and you lost everything. That is kind of what happened to our first episode of the podcast. And I was actually thinking to myself today, I go, I made a really good point on that podcast last night. And then I remembered it was in the first version that we did that got lost because of the crash, and then I never brought it up in the second. But oh well, what are you going
to
do?
Well, no, but that was the thing. We were trying to be... You know, we went bare bones.
Concise.
Second one and concise. First one got a little bit long. We got a little deep into talks of fixing the Browns, fixing the 49ers, and
the Seahawks. And that's what
Seahawks.
Took so long.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what took so long.
Well, it was a therapy session for you,
them.
Dan.
Yeah.
And you know what?
It
We're going to do that again in about 7 minutes here as we tie it into college football, a little bit of playoff talk, and something that I'm glad to see people finally jumping on board at least to a degree, my assessment of the Jim Harbaugh era at Michigan. But we'll get into that in a moment. I wanted to bring up the Pittsburgh Steelers, the enigmatic Pittsburgh Steelers. They've had their issues, and obviously the easy target has been through all of it. As you know, Dan, the age and deteriorating ability to extend plays and push the ball downfield, Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, that's definitely atop the list. And certainly we could go to the play calling and the disappearing act at times where suddenly Najee Harris doesn't exist. Not that it's been the most efficient run game, but he as an individual has been fantastic as a runner and receiver. Play calling, all of those things, and having shaken up the staff, did it work, did it not, and doing all the evaluations week to week as we do. Because right when you think they're getting right from a defensive standpoint, right, we've had seen some injuries. We've seen, you know, COVID effect. Right now, TJ Watt into protocols and everything after missing a game 2 weeks ago. But winning a couple of close games, losing a big shootout against the Chargers, and then doing a no-show against Cincinnati. Well, Chase Claypool made some noise by suggesting that maybe practices could be loosened up and be more enjoyable if they added music, you know, like they do during the pregame festivities of an NFL Sunday, right? Guys on the field, headphones, or just bouncing back and forth, talking to teammates, you know, meeting up with old friends and, you know, on the opposition, whatever. Mike Tomlin, as you would expect, well, he got wind of it and had to answer questions about it. And in typical Mike Tomlin's fashion, threw the microphone down when he was finished.
Well, you know, Claypool plays wide out, and I'll let him do that. I'll formulate the practice approach, and I think that division of labor is probably appropriate.
He went division of labor. Started to go.
Oh, gosh.
That's his job description. Tomlin. Go catch the ball.
Oh, man.
Remember Chase Claypool a year ago struggled mightily with drops. So I don't think Mike Tomlin's forgotten those either. Those are indelibly etched into his brain. And then near misses this season and where they're sitting right now with a bunch of I don't know.
The least of their problems are whether they can, you know, get some Drake during practice on Wednesday. That is the least of the Pittsburgh Steelers' problems right now. And I think, honestly, Mike, I think that Tomlin is probably mad, A, because that's the concern of Chase Claypool, not to the point of you mentioned drops or why him and Ben Roethlisberger really haven't been on the same page all season. But it's also the fact of, I think any NFL head coach nowadays would take input from a player or a player that's been around for a little while. Chase Claypool, not as much. But I do think that coaches will listen to their players and respect their opinions on things. When you go and tell the media that you would love to hear music, you know, during practices, maybe Claypool should have just gone up to Mike Tomlin and said, hey, how about this? Tomlin could have said no to his face then. But I also think that Tomlin was probably really mad just because it was one of the things that was ended up in the media and not something that Claypool ended up talking to him about.
Yeah, and it's something that certainly drifted into conversations had with other teammates. You know, Cam Hayward was asked about it. Quote, I hope he was kidding because as soon as he said it, I was literally about to rip the speaker out. It's not what we need right now. It's X's and O's and it's execution. And that's the question. You know, Claypool, you might have been joking, but there's time, you know, down in distance, just like as you're trying to set things up on a sequence of plays and getting yourself the proper play call to execute for a first down or red zone scenarios, whatever. Same thing if you're trying to crack a joke when your team is just got it handed to them.
Yes.
By a division, you know, up and comer that you'd already gotten smacked around by, so they got you again, and now you're looking at it going, all right, we're 5-5-1. What are we? The last thing you want is something like this that might have just been a flippant comment, you know, hey, this, like, but it's not seen that way, right? It's going to be everybody's looking for the cracks, particularly, you know, in Pittsburgh where they've enjoyed such success all over all these years. And you know, Mike Tomlin, never the losing record, all of those things that, you know, you're looking for. All right, they're 5-5-1. Ben's not really going to give us anything as quarterbacks, except for a rare few really do that. Oh, this guy gave us some meat that we can now talk about where there's, you know, malcontentedness and they're not happy at practice. So maybe it's affecting the practice mood and the practice week and their preparation. There it is. There's the problem. And Mike Tomlin doesn't want any of it.
They should have played taps at the end of the Bengals game. Ooh. Because the Steelers were...
Could have done that, yeah, in the second quarter.
They were buried. they were buried. Ooh. I like how it's on the ready.
Oh, no, that's Steelers one of our drops here. Welcome in.
The Steelers leave the field, losers in Cincinnati. That would be the only song that you could play.
Yeah, no, that was about as bad timely as it got. Here's your consolation, Skyline Chili. Get out. Yeah, I don't even think they deserved a bowl of chili after that effort.
It does remind me, in high school basketball, we were more concerned on what our warm-up music was going to be in pregame, to your point, than any scouting report that we had on the opponent.
Sure.
I can't believe we only won one game in conference that year. But, hey, you know, you have your priorities when you're 17 and 18 years old. I'm glad to see that the same issues happen in professional sports.
Hey, you're 1-for-19 in your last at-bats with 12 strikeouts. Maybe changing the walk-up music is not what you need to do there.
I need a little something to give me a little edge while I'm at the plate, Skip. Sorry, I'm thinking about changing this up. Oh, man.
Tell you what, I'm going to use the Taylor Swift All Too Well 10-minute version, and I'm going to take my time getting in there. It's going to drive the pitcher nuts and give me an advantage.
I'm not a huge Ben Roethlisberger supporter, but I do understand he's likely in his last year. Imagine that's the concern of the guy that you're throwing the football to. Like, Cam Hayward had his thing. We heard Mike Tomlin say his thing. But if you're Ben Roethlisberger, you're trying to get the ball to he's a true weapon in the NFL. And that's what is his concern. That's if there's anything to tell me that maybe I need to hang him up after this year, that would be another sign.
Well, we always talk about that disconnect between guys that are longer in the tooth, right? While there's always that wonderment, you know, wonder and awe of Tom Brady and his ability to relate to all the, you know, rookies, second-year guys, and that he still walks up to them and said, "Hi, my name is Tom," as mm-hmm. if they don't know who he is. That, you know, you marvel at those things, and I got to imagine for a number of these other players, there's just the, really, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Why is this the reality? Can't everybody just come in as professional, and then you think back as to how you entered the league, and well, maybe you weren't quite on top of everything there as well. But likewise in radio and whatever business you're in out there, wherever you may be listening, we appreciate you being part of the extended family. Certainly here at Fox Sports Radio, holiday season, it means a lot, and it's our, you know, a day of thanks, right? One of those Giving Tuesdays. So hopefully if you had a buck or two to spare, you found a charity of your choice that means something to you and your family to help out those in a little bit of need, research or local charities in your communities. But we do appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time, having some laughs with us, mocking Jason Smith for missing the ability to talk to Buddy Boeheim. Because, I mean, I just have to keep, you know, harping back on that because it'll be 4 hours of that tomorrow complaining that we didn't call him once that was secured so he could race home to his comrades and elbow you out of the interview altogether, Dan.
Well, it is giving. We gave Jason Smith a heart attack, and I gave my wife a headache today. So I've given a lot on National Giving Day.
You're a good man. At Dan Byer on Fox, where you find him when, well, I might give him a headache next. Find me over at Swollen Dome. We're going to talk about fandom, Jim Harbaugh, and trying to figure out where reality and the fantasy worlds collide. No, not just fantasy football, just also delusions of grandeur.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back in Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Dan Beyer in for Jason Smith tonight. And the upset is complete. Dan Beyer, we just got through the lamentation of your Ohio State Buckeyes football squad. No! Victory on the home court. Duke goes down in one of the great moments that we get every year. That first loss by Duke, where the opposing fans storm the court, and we get that reaction shot of Mike Krzyzewski in his farewell tour. There's the first. We'll see how many happen over time. But I got to say, my favorite thing to watch was Zed Key, sophomore, 20 points on the night after the Duke missed three-pointer with about 3.4 seconds left, and Ohio State secures the rebound. He was walking down like he just won a heavyweight fight. Back towards center court.
Hey.
Yeah!
Held Duke to 23 points in that second half. So that defense stepped it up, and yeah, Duke made like six shots, I think, in the second
half. Yeah, it was a miserable effort. An offensive foul call late that, I don't know if I'm blowing the whistle at that point. As much as I like the, hey, if it's a foul in the first minute, it's a foul in the last. We know that's not generally how things are adjudicated, but away we go. Now, whenever you join us, Dan, we have a moment where I bring out the ceremonial little dais, and you step forward with your stick mic, and you take control. So I step away right now, and I hand you that mic now.
Yeah, the Fox family has gotten together, Mike, as we play The Feud.
Yeah!
The Fox family made up of Mike Harmon, Ryan Berginger, Alex Teichert, and Steve DeSager. Guys, top nine answers on the board. You get three strikes, and there is a pass available. Again, the pass only instituted because of the big A, Alex Teichert. We reveal an answer if you use the pass, and then no one else can use the pass the rest of the game. All right. Today, I mentioned top nine answers on the board. I want to know the schools with the most appearances in the college football playoff rankings. This means even if you were ranked 25th, okay, you would appear in the college football rankings. The top nine schools that have appeared the most in the college football rankings since the college football playoff began. Mike Harmon, you are first.
Well, I should take the chalk, but I'll push it off for a moment. How about we go with the wonderful world of your Buckeyes.
All right, show me the Ohio State Buckeyes. There they are. Actually, the number one answer, 47 appearances in the college football playoff rankings.
Number
over to Ryan Berschinger. Over to Ryan Berschinger, our executive producer.
I'm going to leave one here for tie shirt. So yes. I will say Georgia.
Georgia. Georgia was on your mind. Is it on the board? Show me Georgia. 35 Woo! Times the Bulldogs have appeared in the college there football playoff rankings. Over to the Big A, Alex Tyshirt.
Dan, since my good man Ryan Bershinger is nice enough to leave me one, there's only one I know because I play the drop so much.
Roll Tide.
Give me Alabama.
All right, show me Alabama.
Good answer.
Also, technically the number one answer, also 47 times, just like Ohio State.
Number
those schools
one.
Atop the rankings. Over to the news desk and Steve DeSager.
Clemson.
Oh, the Tigers.
Forgotten Clemson.
Yeah, many appearances. Did the Clemson Tigers make the list? Show me Clemson. There they are at number four, 44 appearances, 4 for 4. We're back around to Mike Harmon.
Well, they just hired a new coach. I got to think LSU's been there enough. National titles and a lot of success.
Show me Louisiana State. There it is. 33 appearances, ninth on our list.
Oh, okay.
So they're actually at the bottom, but top nine made it. Over to Ryan Bershinger. No strikes so far. Bersh, you're up.
How about Oklahoma?
Oklahoma's had great success. They don't have a head coach right now, but they've had great success. You've seen them a lot in the rankings. Show me the Sooners. Actually, the third most, 45 appearances in the college football rankings.
Number
there are three answers left. Alex Tyshirt, a pass is still available.
Gosh. I might want to use it, Dan, but if I'm thinking my knowledge of extensive playoff rankings and stuff, I like the Ducks. Is Oregon in there, Dan? Oregon.
Let's see if
I know they
the Oregon but. Ducks have made it. Is it Oregon?
No.
Ducks have made it 25 times they've appeared in the rankings, but that is not good enough for our top nine. Over to Steve DeSager.
Notre Dame.
The Fighting Irish, they are looking for a head coach. Show me the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. 37 times Notre Dame has made it. Now it's getting tough. Pass still available. Back around to Mike Harmon with two answers on the board.
Don't use the pass.
How about the Badgers?
The Badgers. Is it Wisconsin?
No.
On the outside looking in, they were 10th actually with 32 appearances. Yes, but just missed our top nine. Over to Ryan Bershinger.
Oh, okay. There's a couple that I'm thinking, but I think I'm going to lean this one. No, let's keep it big. Michigan. I'll go Michigan.
Is it Michigan?
No.
They had 30, 11th on the list.
How about Florida?
Utah and Oklahoma State.
Okay. Wow. I was thinking Florida State. So that's
how about that? Pretty solid work, though, team. Way to go. Coming back, we've got a third of a season left in the NFL. Let's figure it out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card...
Right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.